pass rush is like I use the word click. It's a click away a lot of times. And whether it's a get off a little better or make a better move or cover a little longer, quarterback holds the ball longer for whatever reason, whether it's disguise, he's slowing his progression, whatever. Those are the things that change pass rush, you know. And our energy in rushing hadn't changed over these last 3 or 4 weeks when we weren't getting a lot of sacks. We were still rushing hard. We were still pressuring. You know, like I've said a couple times there, you know, play Denver, we had 3 or 4 times where there's free runners. And if they want to get rid of that ball that quick, they can get rid of that ball that quick. And then sometimes it's like I say, it's that click away and you make that play. So I think it balances out to a degree. I hate to say it like that, but I think it really does, you know.
You lick your chops a little bit when you're playing a younger quarterback, somebody who maybe is prone to holding the football a little bit longer?
Well, I would say that would be a common belief, you know. But I think one of the things this guy's done a really good job of is he's changed their sack totals a lot, you know. And one of the reasons he's made really quick decisions. I think I don't know him personally, but I mean, he appears to be a very confident player because he's willing to throw into tight spaces. He's, you know, in what we think we know about their offense, he's made really good decisions. You know, he hasn't made a lot of real horrific ones. You say, like, what is he doing? No, he's been pretty right on about everything, you know, and he's got a little bit of that, I don't know, that something that just lets him keep playing, you know. I mean, he throws the fade ball down the boundary on Dallas and pins the guy on the sideline. He's really made some really great throws for a guy that has, I'm assuming, very limited reps counting preseason. So I think that's been the impressive part of what he's done going in, you know.
What do you have to do then against somebody who, has that little something that he can fit the ball into a tight window?
You got to play like we try to do all the time. You got to play really tight coverage. You got to try to disguise things a little bit, you know, which, you know, we're not doing exclusively for him, obviously. I mean, we try to do it every week, you know, and try to make things look like they're not. Anything that can, like we say, slow him down just a little bit or slow a receiver down, you know, whether it's a good jam or whether it's, you know, again, a disguise in the coverage where he doesn't know exactly what he's seeing. All those things help. And, you know, obviously the longer the third downs are in those situations, the better off you are, you know.
When you face a team that's going through some running backs, do you prepare for what you may feel is the best they have and then kind of go down the line, or do you just – get ready for
You know, as you guys can imagine, they really haven't changed what they do, no matter who's been in. You know, they played four different running backs, and the plays haven't changed. So, we really won't change. Well, we try to make our players aware of who's in the game, what's his style. You know, as a runner, is he a one cut downhill runner? Is he a bounce out or a cutback runner? Those are like the important things that you want to know. When the guys are in there. Now, their backs are, you know, pretty similar in style. You know, sometimes like Buffalo, there's a big difference. Spiller's a bounce-out, cutback guy. I mean, he can jump outside you. So you got to know when Spiller's in the game. You know, McFadden, we know, has great speed, okay? So you got to edge him and keep him in the box, or, you know, he can take it the distance, you know. I think Jennings has been playing really well for them. You know, before the concussion, obviously, but he went in there and I think did a really outstanding job for him. A very consistent, moved the pile, ran hard, and I mean, it's been a really good find for them, I think.
Bob, you talked about how the Raiders have cut down the number of sacks allowed. You said a lot of that is on the quarterback. When you guys played him, you remember they were really beat up on the offensive line. It was kind of a patchwork line. Are they doing a better job there, too?
Well, yeah, and they've still, I mean, to their credit, they've had to move a lot of guys around through all these games, you know. I think, you know, Sperano's done a really good job with that line and moving guys. And that, I know that's not easy because line play is a lot of communication, you know, and seeing things and talking quickly like that. And just, you know, again, those are one of those clicks that sometimes we're looking for, you know. But they've done a nice job. They've got two guys back that didn't play against us, so you know, I'm sure they're going to be better off. But even since our game, I mean, they've had a lot of different moving parts in there. I mean, when you watch the video, there's a lot of guys playing. Some guys are playing multiple positions over the course of those weeks. And, you know, maybe that's the hardest thing as a player. You're never quite sure who's going to be playing across from you. So from a this is what he's good at or this is what he maybe have a weakness with, you don't quite have that where you know when the guy lines up, he's the left tackle, he's the left guard, et cetera.
Yeah, you talk about all these changes with the Raiders and quarterback, maybe new running back.
Right.
Changes on the offensive line. I know they got a receiver playing for him more than there.
Right.
How much value
was
the first Raider game in this instance?
Not a lot. I mean, I think, you know, most of the time you have a value the players have a value because they know the player.
Yeah, right.
That's one of the big advantages when you play somebody the second time.
What about for you?
Well, it changes a little bit, but they haven't changed dramatically the system, you know. I mean, and they've kind of just stayed with it, and obviously they're going to tilt it a little bit with the quarterback to the things that he does better or doesn't do as well as prior, either one of those. And like I say, I think the thing that he's done is he's done a really good job of getting rid of the football.
They do any option with him? Or
oh, yeah, they still do. They don't do nearly as much, you know, obviously, you know, and he's probably not obviously the athletic threat that Pryor is. And like I've said a couple times, there's not many people in our league that is a threat that he is, because he's a really good football player. He's got great skill set and you know, he's you know, like the first play of the Steelers game, he went 90 yards for a touchdown on a run. And also, you got to deal with him. You know, as you guys know, he played a series last week, you know, and I think that's kind of the plan going into our game, at least a series. And so we got to really get ready for both guys anyways.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You anticipate seeing
him? Yeah, I think they're going to stay with the same system. He went in the third series last week against the Jets and took him down to field goal. And I don't know if that was just – that was going to be it, or what drove the train there. I'm not privy to that, but, I mean, we're assuming we're going to get the same kind of thing, whether it's one series, two series, or whatever it might be.